A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe me.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have pity on your fellow servant as I had pity for you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to start off by telling you a little story. Once upon a time, there was a young teenage boy who had gotten into a little bit of trouble with his friend. And the police were called to straighten things out. And the young teen's dad asked him, he said, "Did you have anything to do with this?" And the boy looked at his dad and he's like, "No, Dad, not me." And so the dad looked at the police officer and said, "Okay, take him down to the police department and give him a polygraph test." To which the boy said, "Dad, can we talk a little bit?" As a parent, I know raising kids can be a challenge. It's hard to get them to say they're sorry and to admit when they're wrong. And I guess that makes sense because, I mean, it's hard to admit when we're wrong. And when we try and teach our kids how to ask for forgiveness, it can wear even the most patient of parents down. Now, asking for forgiveness is a humbling experience. We have to admit to ourselves that we were wrong about something, and then we have to express that to the person who we offended and wronged. Now, one of the most distinctive features of Jesus' teaching, though, is his command to forgive those who have offended us. Jesus was explicit about this, and he left us his own example by forgiving his executioners while he hung upon the cross. Now, a lot has been written about forgiveness. And until recently, we thought the process began with offenders repenting for their offenses and then asking for forgiveness. But those who are far smarter than me and done some serious research on this in the area disagree. They believe the process must begin with the one who was offended, offering forgiveness, and that this willingness to forgive transforms one from being a victim to a survivor. Additionally, such generosity is what may touch the heart of the offender, who may be transformed from being just an offender to maybe possibly a friend. Now, it's hard to forgive someone who has hurt us. It may be that our honor is at stake, or the very person has been threatened in some way. Very deep feelings are involved. when someone hurts us, some may want to hurt them in return in some way. We may want to even the score, so to speak. And most probably wouldn't blame us for feeling like this. In fact, some might even encourage us. But retaliation is the way of the world and not the way of God. Once again, the disciples of Jesus follow a less traveled and countercultural road, as we need to as well. We all know the golden rule of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And this not only covers external actions, but internal dispositions that we may have too. And the passage from Sirach in our first reading reflects the sentiment of that rule, as well as some that are found in the Lord's Prayer. Specifically, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Divine retribution is Sirach's teaching. The tone is set immediately in the first verse when he says, wrath and anger. Wrath and anger may be instinctive responses to situations in life, but they're repulsive if they're permanent dispositions in our mind and our heart. Sirach isn't saying that we may not experience these feelings, rather that we should not cling to them. He identifies to those who cling to these feelings as sinners. And the whole essence of his teaching can be said is the need to forgive others. The basis of this teaching is our own need to be forgiven. We're all sinners, me too. We've all offended others, and we are all in need of forgiveness. And if we're not willing to forgive those who have hurt us, how can we hope to be forgiven for our own offenses? The point is not forgiveness from others, but forgiveness from God. If we are vengeful, we will suffer God's vengeance. If we nurture anger, hatred, or ill will, we cannot expect to enjoy God's healing. But if we do forgive, our own prayers of forgiveness will be heard. In some way, Sirach insists that it's our own need for forgiveness from God that should prompt us to grant the same forgiveness of others. I want to be forgiven, so I must forgive. Now, we're all mortal beings and sinners, and the certainty of this life ending should prompt us to set aside any anger we might experience with people. Life is too short to bear attitudes that can damage our spirits or take us away from the embrace of God's love and covenant with us. Now, please don't think that offering forgiveness provides an easy out for those who hurt us. We're all reminded that justice will always prevail. And if we remain unmoved by God's forgiveness, as shown by our unwillingness to forgive others, then, well, we'll be accountable to judgment from God. And this judgment often springs from within us. Now, our unwillingness to forgive can eat away at us. And we can carry hurts from childhood all the way into our adult years. A slight from someone can bore itself so deeply into our consciousness that we become obsessed by it, and it might consume us. Now, the good news in today's gospel is this. Forgiving others, as difficult as that can be, is in the long run much easier than bearing the weight of resentfulness, vindictiveness, and unresolved frustrations. When we forgive, we truly begin to be healed. Now, it's okay to be teaching our children to ask for forgiveness, but maybe the better thing would be to teach them how to forgive when someone hurts them. And we can do that best by showing them ourselves by forgiving those who have hurt us. After all, we are our children's first teachers. And always remember what Jesus taught us on the cross when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.